Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday, yeah, or last night, I'm watching the Monday Night Football. And I accidentally left it on that ESPN channel that have those two brothers, that Peyton Manning and that Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. They have their channel, and I would have thought this would have gotten old after a while, but I guess it's a hit. I don't know.
They're good.
But they get on there and they describe. I don't like it. To me, it's not that good because I like to watch football. I don't want to hear these two yahoos, okay? But nevertheless, they're on last night, and I'm watching. And the Chicago Bears are playing. Peyton Manning starts explaining that he tried to get the Pope, yeah, out of Italy, on the show because he's a Bears fan.
He's a huge Bears fan.
The Pope is, right?
Yeah.
He's a big Bears fan.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Here's from last night.
Did the Pope say no?
Pope, let's find out. Okay. Let's find out.
I think we should let the people know that you tried the book, a big-time fourth guest. Is it true that you failed the book, Chicago native Pope Leo the 14th?
Yeah, kind of like I failed to recruit Randy Moss to Tennessee. I couldn't close the Pope, but I made the effort, Eli. That's the kind of effort we make here at ESPN, too. I tried my hardest. Can we show the letter? Look at these two handwritten letters I wrote. I wrote His Holiness himself, and I wrote his executive assistant. Handwritten. I made the effort. Look, these are handwritten letters, and if you're watching Your Holiness, this is an open invitation. Come on the show anytime. It's you. It's Tiger Woods. It's Bradley Cooper. It's President Bush. It's Larry David. Y'all are our most wanted on that list for the Manning cast. Come anytime. We'd love to have you, Your Holiness.
Huh.
That would have been cool.
Tried to get the Pope on.
That would have been awesome.
I would think if you're Peyton Manning, you wouldn't have to write letters, though.
I would
think you would call your agent. That agent would call the Vatican and get their agent.
He had to write it with a quail pen. You know?
Yeah. No, that's what I'm thinking. I'm watching this last set. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Yeah. You wrote two letters to the Pope and mailed them? What's the address? What the hell's going on here?
I think it's Heavenly Lane.
Could be. Could be, yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, that at least is a good idea.
Yeah, gave it a shot.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
What the heck?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.